这一次我能够归来是一个意外。
Actually, my return this time was an accident.
本来你们不要请，不要找我。
Actually, you didn't look for me or invite me at the onset.
你们是要张子华牧师来的。
You originally invited Reverend Fred Chong to come.
不幸的就是他生病了。
But unfortunately, he fell ill.
所以临时就把我找过来了。
And so I'm filling in.
我希望神帮助我，不使你们失望。
But I pray to God that you indeed will not be disappointed.
我们这一次的主题是认识基督，传扬基督。
The theme of this conference is knowing and proclaiming Christ.
我今天就根据这个主题有一个分题，就是主啊，你是谁？
And then from this theme, I would like to share with you this evening topically on the subject, Lord, who are you?
我们现在来读几处圣经。
But together, let us first turn to several passages.
我们请看马太福音第十六章。
Turning first of all to Matthew, the 16th chapter.
马太福音第十六章十三节念到第十八节。
Matthew chapter 16, verse 13 to 18.
我们一起来念。
Shall we read it together?
来，耶稣到了该撒利亚腓立比的境内，就问门徒说：“人说我人子是谁？”他们说：“有人说是施洗的约翰，有人说是以利亚，又有人说是耶利米，我是先知里的一位。”耶稣说：“你们说我是谁？”西门彼得回答说：“你是基督，是永生神的儿子。”耶稣对他说：“西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你，乃是我在天上的父赐的。我还要告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。”好，我们再念《使徒行传》第二十二章。
And then turning over to the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 22.
使徒行传二十二章第三节念起，念到第十节。
Beginning Acts 22 at verse 3 to verse 11.
来，保罗说：“我原是犹太人，生在基利家的大树，长在这城，在加玛列门下，按照我们祖宗严谨的律法受教，热心侍奉神，像你们众人今日一样。我也曾逼迫奉这道的人，直到死地，无论男女都所拿下监。这是大祭司和众长老都可以给我做见证的。我又领了他们达于弟兄的书信，往大马辞去，要把在那里奉这道的人所拿带到耶路撒冷受刑。我将到大马色正走的时候，若在晌午，忽然从天上发大光，四面照着我，我就扑倒在地，听见有声音对我说：扫罗，扫罗，你为什么迷惑我？我回答说：主啊，你是谁？他说：我就是你所迷惑的巴萨勒人耶稣。与我同行的人看见了大光，却没有听明那位对我说话的声音。我说：主啊，我当做什么？主说：起来，请大马辞去，在那里要将派你所做的一切事告诉你。我们从今天所读的经文看见，认识主必须要祈祷这一个问题：主啊，你是谁？
We see from these two passages, in order to know the Lord, we first must ask the question, Who are you, Lord?
这一个问题是主耶稣亲自问门徒的问题。
Actually, we see this a question Jesus asked his disciples.
主耶稣 教导门徒已经将近三年的时间，有许多的道理。
Jesus had taught many teachings to the disciples in those 3 years.
到了三年的末了，他就问门徒说：“我是谁？”
And at the closing of those 3 years, he turned to the disciples and asked them, "Who do you say that I am?"
他没有问他们登山宝训那个法宝是什么。
He did not ask them the 8 beatitudes recorded on the Sermon of the Mount.
他也没有问他们这个你们的身份是什么。
He did not ask them concerning their identity.
他很多的道理都没有问。他只问我是谁。
We see that many questions of his teaching he did not ask, but rather he asked, "Who am I?"
你就晓得主对于这个问题是最重视的。
I think that we can see here the Lord indeed placed great emphasis on this question.
你也可以这么说，主的一切教训最终的目的就是要我们知道他是谁。
In fact, in some way, we can say all of Jesus' teaching is a revelation of who the Lord is.
这就是基督教的道理与一般宗教道理不同的所在。
I think this is indeed a marked difference between Christianity and other religions.
一般的宗教是给你道理，但是基督教是把这一位基督介绍给我。
Other religions emphasize their moral and ethical teaching, but here we see Jesus revealing himself to us.
所以主问每一个信他的人，不是道理，是问我们对他认识有多少。
See, Jesus asks each of us not concerning ethical or moral teachings, but how much do we know him?
弟兄姊妹，我不管你信主多少年，你听了多少道，我只要问你一个问题：你认识主自己有多少？
Brothers and sisters, I'm not concerned with how long you have known the Lord or how long you have been a Christian. Rather, I want to know how much do you know the Lord?
看见保罗信主的第一天，
we see Paul's knowledge of the Lord on the very first day.
他也同样的有一个问题，就是说主啊，你是谁？
We see likewise his question there, "Who are you, Lord?"
他没有问别的问题，他要问这位主是谁。
He did not ask any questions. He wanted to know the identity of that Lord.
我也相信保罗一生之中常常在那问我所信的主是谁。
And I'm sure that often in Paul's life he was asked, "Who is that Lord whom he believed?"
就因为他有这样一个正确的信仰的一个路线，所以保罗就成为这样一个伟大的基督徒。
And because he had such a very distinct and clear picture of his Lord, therefore we see him greatly used.
因此我今天愿意把这一个问题放在我们每一个人的心中。
So I want to present this question to each of us this evening.
我盼望我们每一个基督徒常常在那里问主啊，你是谁。
And I hope that each of us as Christians would often ask, "Lord, who are you?"
这一个问题的重要在哪里呢？
But where is the importance of such a question?
我们从保罗的经验来看，有一些的特点。
I think that Paul's experience sheds some very interesting light.
这是一个很奥秘的问题。
You see that it is a mysterious question.
你看见保罗问这个问题的时候，他不是一个无神论者。
We see that when at the time this Paul asked this question, he was not an atheist.
那在这个地方，他就介绍他自己过去的信仰。
He introduced himself there in his own religious background.
他是一个有神论者。
We see that he is a theistic person.
并且他对于神的信仰知识相当的正确。
And actually his knowledge of God was very accurate.
对于旧约圣经所启示的神，他绝对的相信。
With regard to the Old Testament revelation of God, he indeed truly believed.
还有因为有那样一个信仰，所以有一个很高尚的宗教修养。
And because of that, he had a very devout spirituality.
他对于他的信仰很认真，很热心。
He was very serious about his walk.
但是我们看见他不认识耶稣是谁，他的生活与这个神所喜欢的道路背道而驰。
But we see that because he did not know Jesus Christ, therefore he was living in rebellion to God's intentions.
尽管他有正确的信仰，他的为人是与神的那个方向相反的。
Regardless of his knowledge or understanding of God, we see that his walk was in diametrical opposition to God.
直到有一天，
他去逼迫基督徒的时候
until that one day when he began to persecute Christians
忽然四面天上的大光照在他的身上
we see here that a great light shone around him
他听见在那光中有个声音说扫罗扫罗你为什么逼迫
and within that light we see a question set forth Saul, Saul, why do you persecute
这一个意象这一个显现立刻将保罗打倒在地。
I think this imagery or this revelation immediately cast Paul onto the ground.
他马上就觉得这一个异象不是一个平凡的事情。
And he immediately sensed that this was not an ordinary event.
因为他看见天上的大光四面照着他。
Because he saw the light shining around him.
他没有力量。敢站在这个光的面前
we see that he was unable to stand in the presence of the Lord
他意识到这一位是个全能的
he saw that he knew that this was an all-powerful being
他也知道这一位是全知的那一位
he also knew that he was an all-knowing being
这一位显现的没有说你是谁呀、啊、
this person did not say who exactly are you Saul
这一位在天上就向他说扫罗扫罗他知道他的名字
But immediately he called out his name Saul, Saul
他也知道扫罗要做什么事
He also knew what Saul was about to do
你为什么逼迫我
Why are you persecuting me
所以他也意识到这一位神是一位、啊、全知的神
And so he from that knew that this God was an all-knowing God
除此之外他也觉得这个神是个全爱的神。
I think that in addition to that, Paul perhaps saw an all-loving God as well.
这一神是有这么大的荣耀，把他打倒在地。
Although God has such great power to cast Paul onto the ground,
没有把他打死。
Yet he did not kill Paul.
乃是在那问你为什么逼迫我
？Rather he said, Saul, why do you persecute me?
啊，在那里问那个理由，你为什么做这样的事来反对我呢？
He was asking Saul why he was doing this, a reason for his persecution.
所以他立刻就心灵打开了。
And immediately we saw Paul's heart.
所以向这位向他显现的这一位说：“主啊，称他是主。”
And we see here Saul referring to this God as Lord.
我们知道圣经里头主啊就是旧约里面的耶和华。
We know that the word Lord in the Bible is synonymous with Jehovah in the Old Testament.
因为犹太人不敢妄称耶和华的名，所以常一谈到耶和华就说主啊。
Because the Jews were forbidden to use the name Jehovah in reference to Jehovah, they would say Lord instead.
弟兄姊妹，你看见这个奇妙的改变吗？
Do you see this miraculous change that took place?
他在旧约的圣经里面对于神耶和华有知识。
He had a knowledge within the Old Testament confines of who God was.
但是他做的事却是与耶和华的心意相反。
And yet he was doing the very thing that was in opposition to the heart of God.
直到有一天他看见这一位耶和华就是耶稣的时候。
Until that one day when he saw that this Jesus was the Lord.
啊。他才知道那信仰的实际是什么。
I think only then did he see the truthfulness of faith in God.
他才知道到底耶和华是谁。
And only then did he clearly see who Jehovah God was.
在这个地方，他一知道之后，整个的人就180度的转变。
We see immediately upon that knowledge, his life took a 180 degree change.
弟兄姊妹。你有没有这同样的困难呢
？I wonder if today, brothers and sisters, we in fact aren't in the same predicament.
我们不要以为我信神，我的信仰就十分清楚了。
I don't think we should deceive ourselves, thinking that we believe in a God, therefore my faith is an accurate one.
你不要以为你信神热心，你就是神所喜悦的。
Do not think that because you know God or you're jealous for God or zeal for God, then your faith is correct.
如果你信神而不认识耶稣基督，你的信仰是模糊的，所以可能是错误的。
If you know God but yet do not know Jesus Christ, your faith very much indeed would be inaccurate.
只有你在耶稣的身上，你才能知道这位耶和华是谁。
And only through the life or the body of Jesus Christ can we know who God is.
所以主耶稣讲过，你们信神也当信我。
So Jesus said, if you believe in God, also believe in me.
只有这位道成肉身的耶稣基督，让我们才对于神有一个清楚的、正确的认识。
Only this Jesus, the Word became flesh, gives us a clear picture who God is.
只有这样一个认识临到我们的心中。我们里头的黑暗才消除了。
And I think only when this kind of knowledge comes, then the darkness in our hearts departs.
我不知道弟兄姊妹，你对于这一位耶稣是神，你是不是搞得很清楚了？
I wonder if today we are quite sure of our understanding of who God is.
这是一个关于得救和不得救的一个问题。
Actually, this question is a direct reference to whether you are saved or not.
我常喜欢讲这个一个故事，一个事实。
Actually, I'm fond of telling this particular illustration.
我在这个大学念书的时候
，When I was a student in university.
我是二年级信耶稣的。
I became a Christian my sophomore year.
我们那个学校有很好的团契。
And that school had a very good fellowship group.
有一天我在学校做完礼拜回到宿舍去。
One day after our worship service, I went back to the dormitory.
我就跟一个团契同学一起走路。
And I was walking together with another who participated in the fellowship.
他的年龄比我大。
He was older than I.
他信主也比我早。
He also became a Christian earlier than I.
一面走，他就说：“肖弟兄，我问你一个问题。”
And as we were walking, he turned to me and said, "Brother Zhao, can I ask you a question?"
到底有没有神啊？
Is there a God or not?
他一问我就吓了一大跳。
When he asked me that, I immediately was startled.
我说这是你的问题还是别人问题啊
I said, is this your own question or is this a question somebody else is asking you?
是我的问题啊
He said, it's my question.
是弟兄啊，你是团契的负责弟兄之一，你比我信主更早，为什么有这个问题呢？
Brother Sher, how could you, one of the coordinators of our fellowship, as well as being a Christian much longer than I, have such a question?
哎呀，他说。真是不瞒你说，这个问题在我里头已经好久好久。
He said, "May I be frank? This question has been within me, for a very long time."
我一直啊不敢讲出来。
But I was always hesitant to ask it.
怕动摇弟兄姊妹的信心。
Because I was afraid of troubling the faith.
但是我现在呀就不能不说了，太痛苦了。
But yet the pain within me compels me to ask this.
我说为什么你会有这个问题呢？
And I said, why would you ask such a question?
他说你知不知道，我去做礼拜，听到牧师讲道啊，弟兄姊妹做见证，我就说怎能没有神呢？
And he said, oftentimes in hearing the preacher preach or brothers and sisters sharing their testimony, how could there not be a God?
当我回到宿舍的时候，
but yet when I returned to my dorm,
我这个房间里面除了我之外，有三个同学都是左派的。这个无神论主义者。
My three roommates are all leftist, atheists.
我一回到宿舍，三个人就说：“哎呀，你这么年纪轻还迷信啊！”
And they would all turn to me and say, "How could you be so young and superstitious?"
所以他们三个人就讲唯物主义、无神论。
And so they began to talk to me about materialism as well as atheism.
我一听听。也蛮有道理的。
And as I heard them talk, well, they make a certain degree of sense.
所以我来做礼拜呢，怎能没有神呢？
And yet, how could there not be a God when I'm worshiping?
一回到宿舍了，大概没有神吧。
But when I get back to the dorm, I think, well, maybe there isn't a God.
哎呀，我这是很痛苦啊。
And I'm indeed in a very perplexed situation.
一定要把这个问题搞清楚。
And I said to him, you must make this question. You must have an answer.
按我看呢，你知道是有神的。
And according to my perspective, you know that there is a God.
要不然你为什么把它放在心里面这么久不讲出来呢？
Or else you would not have suppressed it in your heart for so long.
所以啊，你说没有神，没有神啊，都是那唯物主义的人啊，被魔鬼利用啊，来动摇你的信心。
And so these thoughts of atheism are only cast upon through the hands of Satan by your materialistic friends.
哎呀，小弟兄啊，
我不大喜欢你这么讲话。
Brother Zhao, he said to me, I don't like you talking thus.
常常啊，基督徒啊，讲不通的就是怪魔鬼。
Often it seems that when Christians can't explain anything, they put the blame on Satan.
实际上不是魔鬼，是我自己的问题。
Actually, it's not Satan's problem, it's my problem.
那我就怎么办呢？
But what should I do?
那时候我就看很多的书了。
And I began to look at many books.
那你说究竟有没有神那本书
a book on whether in fact there is a God.
那你说大自然怎么有神
and that book said that the general nature reveals that there is a God.
圣经怎么有神
the Bible also testifies that there is a God.
有鬼怎么有神
if there are Satan or there's devils, then there's also a God.
我把那个书上的东西都搬给他。
And I brought out all of those things from the book to him.
还没有讲完，焦弟兄，那本书我都看过。
And he said to me, before I even finished, Brother Zhao, I have already read that book.
不解决问题。
That does not solve my problem.
那怎么办？
What shall I do?
讲魔鬼，他也不说是魔鬼。讲书他也看过，不解决问题。
To say Satan did it, he wouldn't believe it. To bring out this book, he also has read it.
那我只有说，好，下个礼拜带你到城里面去找传道人。
I said, well, the only thing left is to take him to the pastor next week.
那个是有 IBCF 有些传道人在那个地方。
Then there were some ministers from Inner Varsity.
那么，那里有一个牧师啊，名字叫 Mr. Liberty， 英国人。
And there was a minister, a student worker there, an Englishman by the name Mr. Liberty.
这个牧师，这个自由牧师看见我们来，就很知道。
And this Mr. Liberty knew all of us.
因为我们是团契很热心的人嘛。
Because we were all very participated greatly in the fellowship.
请坐，请坐。
He invited us to sit.
你们来的正好，正好。
You've come just at the right moment.
我说不好了，牧师啊，不好了。
I said no, it's not the right time.
这个王弟兄啊，有神没有神的搞清楚了。
This brother Wang, he can't even make up his mind as to whether God exists or not.
他赶快坐下来谈。
Immediately we sat down to talk.
他又跟我一样，把那个书的道理拿出来讲。
And he again pulled out that book and began to share from that book.
讲了以后说，小心魔鬼引诱你啊。
And at the end of it, he said, "Be careful, Satan will tempt you."
真是不解决问题。
Still again, the problem was not solved.
哎呀，我也很难过，这个弟兄也很难过。
I was very sad, and as well, this brother was also.
牧师也不知道怎么帮助。
And the pastor didn't know how to help him.
那这个时间，有个中国女传道来了。
At that point, a woman preacher, a Chinese preacher, came by.
她，你们怎么面带愁容呢？
And she said to us, "Why do you all have frowns on your faces?"
就把这个问题再告诉。
And we explained this question to her.
好，你坐下来谈一谈。
Please sit down. Let me talk to you.
就问她，你怎么信耶稣的？
How did you know Jesus?
他说我是在教会学校念书。
And he said that I studied in a Christian school.
那么我叫上学校呢，我要想学英文呢，就参加英文查经班。
Because I wanted to learn English, I participated in the English Bible study.
我就发现呢，这个查经班的基督徒啊，蛮可爱的。
And I found that these people in the Bible study are very nice people.
那么这个带领查经班的牧师啊，就有一天问我，哎，你查这么经这么久了，要不要受洗啊？
And after a while, the pastor said, "Well, you've been with us for so long. Do you want to be baptized?"
受洗是不要紧，可以受洗。
And I said, "Well, it doesn't make that much difference. Sure, I'll be baptized."
这样我就成为基督徒了。
And I became a Christian.
那这个传道说，你信这个你做了基督徒的时候，你知不知道耶稣是谁呀？
And she said to this this brother Wang, "Well, when you became a Christian, do you know who Jesus was?"
他说当时不是很清楚了。
And he said, "Well, at the time, I wasn't too clear."
但后来呢，听听也知道了耶稣的道理都。
But as time went on, I began to become acquainted with the teachings of Jesus.
你知不知道耶稣是神的儿子？
Do you know that Jesus is the Son of God?
我知道。
I know.
你知不知道耶稣钉十字架是为你的罪啊？
Do you know that Jesus was nailed on the cross for your sins?
当然知道。
Sure, I know.
那么你有没有向这位耶稣基督表示你相信他呢？
And I wonder if you acknowledge to Jesus that you believe in him.
有没有求告过他，承认你的罪，让他你知道你的罪在十字架上
的代价？ Have you made supplication to him and asked him to nail your sins upon the cross?
走，你
好像没有哎。
Doesn't seem like I've done that.
哎呀，菩萨弟兄啊，我老实不客气跟你讲啊，你不是从门进来的，你是跳墙过来的强盗啊。
She said, well, if I might be honest with you, you didn't come in through the door, you jumped over the gate or over the wall.
耶稣是这门啊，你从这里进来才过了，才能够知道啊，耶稣是什么样的救恩呢？
Jesus is the door, and you must go through that door in order to be acquainted with salvation.
你要不要今天呢把这问题搞清楚？
Do you want to have a clear understanding today?
要。
Yes.
所以我们三个人就跪下来祷告。
So the three of us knelt there and began to pray.
这个李禅道为他祷告。
This woman Bible teacher began to pray.
我也为他祷告。
And I prayed.
他说王弟兄你祷告。
And then she said, Brother Wong, you pray.
真奇怪得很。
And strangely enough,
平常的王弟兄临礼拜很会祷告。
During the worship service, this person seemed to always have the best prayers.
但是一要承认耶稣是救主，认罪祷告，祷告不出来。
But once he had to acknowledge Jesus as Lord and to confess his sins, he couldn't pray.
他这个就不做声。
He couldn't say anything.
说这个女传道再祷告，生了开他的口。
And so this Bible teacher again opened her mouth and began to pray, asking God to open this person's heart and open his mouth.
这一个弟兄就脱口而出祷告出来。
And then immediately after that, this brother Wang began to pray.
神啊，我感谢你。
Said, Lord, I thank you.
你是我，你知道我是罪人。
You know that I am a sinner.
给我一个救主，耶稣基督为我的罪死在。
Giving me a Savior, Jesus Christ, to die for me.
我承认我是罪人，我承认耶稣是我的救主。
I confess that I am a sinner. I confess that Jesus Christ is my Savior.
求你赦免。
Please forgive me of my sins.
呀，当他这样祷告时
，And as he prayed thus,
哎，他就很自然的就哭起来了。
Very naturally, he began to cry.
那时候，他真正的。意识到，感觉到神在基督里给他的爱是多么的。
And it was during that time that he became aware of the magnitude of God's love.
所以他祷告的时候，他就哭起来。
And he began to pray profusely.
祷告的很短。
But yet it was a short prayer.
但是祷告的非常的甘甜。
And yet it was a very sweet prayer.
以后祷告完，他站起来。
After his prayer, he stood up.
我们中国人很古板的，那个时候古的把我抱起来了。
That point, we were still very conservative Chinese, but he immediately hugged me.
哇，这欢喜，他说没问题，没问题了。
Said, there's no problem now, no problem.
我跟俩一起回去。
And I went back.
一路看见他欢喜的不得了。
And as we walked, I saw the joy on his face.
好，第二个礼拜我们在学校又做礼拜了。
The second week, when we gathered together at the school for the fellowship meeting.
传道人讲完以后。
After the pastor preached.
就要散会了。
The meeting was to be adjourned.
弟兄姊妹不要走。
But he said, brothers and sisters,
我要做见证。
I want to give a testimony.
他就把主耶稣的救恩怎么样的真实摆在众人。
And he put before the truthfulness of the salvation which God has given to us.
他在那里劝那些弟兄姊妹，你们不要糊里糊涂的做一个基督。
And he exhorted those sitting there that they not be Christians out of ignorance.
然后他大学毕业，他做一个工厂的会计主任。
After he graduated, he became an accountant, in a factory.
哎，共产党来了以后。
But when the communists came,
他是那个教会的长老。
He had become an elder within the church.
我不知道我们这里有没有在教会里做长老的。
I don't know if there are those in our midst who have been elders in the church.
如果你爱主的话，我相信你很喜欢做长老。
I think that if you indeed love the Lord, it would be your desire to be an elder.
但是我问你，在共产党的底下做教会长老，你敢不敢？
But let me ask you, under a communist regime, to be an elder of a church, I wonder if you would be willing to do that.
在共产党底下做教会的长老是共产党打击的对象。
And these elders, in fact, became the very target by which the communists attacked.
但是这位弟兄在那个教会担起重担做教会的长老。
But we saw this brother, in the midst of that, stand up, carrying on the responsibilities as an elder in the church.
你看这前后的改变。
We see a dramatic change.
最初三个还不是共产党员左派的学生，三讲两讲，把他的信仰就打倒了。
We see, three atheists or communists in very quick succession be able to shaken this brother's foundation.
但是以后全中国都是在共产党的压力之下，这一个人还能站得住。
But yet after the communists took over China under that type of regime, this one person could still stand firm.
为什么原因？
Why was that the case?
不是他的头脑知识，乃是知道他所信的这位耶稣是谁。
I don't think it was merely a head knowledge, rather he knew whom he believed in.
我们大家来看一处圣经。
Let us turn together to another passage.
约翰福音第三章。
John, the third chapter.
约翰福音第三章三十二节。
Verse 32.
三十三节，对不起。
Sorry, verse 33.
我们一起来念。
Shall we read it together?
那领受他见证的，就印上印，证明神是真的。当一个人领受耶稣的见证的时候，
When somebody receives the testimony of Jesus,
他就产生一个实在的经验和把握。
We see that they develop within them a realistic experience and a real hope.
可以担保，可以向全世界做见证说，这一位神是真的。
Allowing them in the face of the whole world to declare that this is indeed God.
安吉人在这个地方能力的泉源。
To see
能力的所在。
In the midst of a human power agency.
有很多人就因为有这样一个信仰，连血都可以盖上做印记。
And that many people are, in fact, know their faith to the point they're willing to seal it with their blood.
所以巴不得我们常常来温习一下，主啊，你是谁？
So I hope that we would often remind ourselves who God is or who Jesus, the Lord is.
这个问题有第二个性质。
I think that this question also gives us another second characteristic.
好像是一个很可笑的问题。
Actually, it seems to be a very humorous question.
因为这个问题根本他自己已经找到答案。
Actually, it seems that the answer is found within the question itself.
你看，保罗在这里说：“喂，你是谁？”
Here it says that Paul says, "Who are you?"
他乃是说：“主啊，你是谁？”
He doesn't say that. Rather, he says, "Lord." Who are you? Who are you?
你是谁？他自己晓得是主嘛？为什么还要问呢？
It seems that he already knows the answer. Why is he even asking?
这是奇怪吧？
Don't you think this is rather peculiar?
但是，好多时候来，这是很多人常常有的问题。
And yet, I think that this characteristic is one which many people manifest.
我不知道你们打电话回家给太太的时候你怎么讲话。
I don't know when you call home and talk to your wife what you say.
如果你说喂，你是谁？
I don't know if you would say, hello, who are you?
这个对方说我是你太太。
And the other party says, I am your wife.
这个还算是没有错了哈。
Actually, there's nothing wrong with this.
但是你打电话，你只能说太太，你是谁？
But if you were to call home and say, wife, who are you? You would be in trouble.
那么还有，你请我来了，焦牧师，你是谁？这有什么麻烦的？
They invited me, and you would turn to me and say, Reverend Zhao, who are you? It would be a stupid question.
但是为什么保罗有这样的问题呢？
But yet, why does Paul have this very question?
是不是这个明知故问呢？
Does it seem that he even knows the answer before he asks?
的确，许多时候来，我们有这样的毛病。
And yet, I think that often we have the same problem.
使得我们的灵性发生问题。
And it allows our spiritual life to incur difficulty.
甚至我们跟人来往，也常常有这样可笑的问题，也是我们问题的所在。
In fact, this becomes often a very, the very site of our interpersonal relationships and problems that are managed.
比如看看一个丈夫跟太太吵架。
Have you ever seen a husband and wife arguing?
有时候太太就说：“喂，我是谁啊？你知不知道？”
The wife would say, "Don't you know who I am?"
那有时候丈夫也问太太说：“你知不知道我是谁啊？”
And often the husband says to the wife, "Don't you know who I am?"
你怎么答呢？
How would you respond?
你知道他是谁吗？
Do you know who they are?
好多时候你常常问
你都问出毛病来。
And often by asking those questions, you find a lot of problems inherent in it.
你发现你对于太太的那一个观念完全错误。
We see often your perception of your wife is entirely not accurate.
从前把她当作花一样的爱心。
Perhaps you used to love her as a flower.
这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
This is the bone of my bone and the flesh of my flesh.
结婚的时候说，哎呀，这是无论是福是祸，爱你至死不变。
Whether in good times or bad, my light, my love for you will never change.
但结婚以后怎么样？黄脸婆。
After you're married, you're an old woman.
小孩的妈。
The mother of the children.
那洗衣服洗碗的人。
The person that does the laundry and the dishes.
怪不得太太说我是谁。
One of the wife would say, "Who do you think that I am?"
所以你查的时候，太太你是谁？你想清楚以后，你的态度就对了。
And I think often if you would stop to think about who your wife is, your attitude would be adjusted.
也常常也是感觉丈夫是谁。
Often we see it vice versa.
常常把他当儿子一样，这样去那样去。
Often treating our husbands like children, sending them here and there.
哦，从前的白马王子，现在怎么样？木头木脑的木头人。
He who once was the prince charming on a white horse now has become a pagoda.
啊，是不是？所以常常就要问到，哎呀，丈夫是谁啊？
And often we see the question, "Who are you, husband?"
我巴不得我们今天晚上回去想一想他是谁哈。
But I think often we need to go home and think about this question.
但是更重要的，我们常常要问，主啊，你是谁？
But yet I think even a deeper question is, Lord, who are you?
你知道人的堕落什么时候开始？
Do you know when the rebellion of man started?
不是由于相信神变成无神论者。
It did not commence with from believing in God to not believing in God.
我们看罗马书第一章。
Let us turn to Romans, the first chapter.
罗马书第一章二十一节。
Verse 21.
这是我很喜欢读的一节圣经。
This actually is a favorite passage I like to read.
我们一起来念罗马书第一章二十一节。
Shall we read it together? Romans chapter 1, verse 21.
因为他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了。
你看这里讲到人怎么堕落。
We see the rebelliousness of man here.
知道神。
They know God.
不把他当作神。
But yet they do not treat God as God.
所以从那里就堕落了。
And so we see that their fall began.
这一落下去就很难。
And I think by thus falling, it became very difficult for them to turn around.
弟兄姊妹，你不要以为你已经知道神。
Brothers and sisters, do not be deceived thinking you already know who.
不错，你有知识。
Perhaps you have intellectual knowledge.
但是你必须要常常提醒说，神啊，你是谁？
But often we need to remind ourselves by the question, Lord or God, who are you?
好，让我的态度，我的行为能够与我的信仰相称。
So that my actions and my faith might be in harmony.
我看过一个漫画。
I once saw a comic.
说这个做礼拜的了汉图。
It was a bird's eye view of a worship service.
你没有看过这个漫画。
I wonder if there are any who have seen this particular comic strip.
我们今天不大像，有点像就是。
Though they're not quite like that, there are still some similarities.
做礼拜啊，你看那个人怎么做啊，都是啊，与牧师讲台 keep distance.
There's always a distance which is created between the preacher and the congregation.
特别是人少的教会啊，这个都坐在后头。
Especially when there are fewer people in the church, everyone seems to want to sit in the back.
这里两个，那里两个。
Two here, two there.
干什么？
To do what?
做礼拜。
To worship.
礼拜谁呀？
Who are they worshiping?
礼拜神，敬拜神。
To worship God.
真的吗？
Really?
如果今天呢，布什总统来这个地方讲话
，I think if Bush, President Bush was to come here today，
你是不是这样做法子
？I wonder if you would do the same thing。
尽量坐得远一点。
You would try your best to sit at a distance。
这里坐两个，那里坐三个。
Two here or three there。
我想不会这样。
I don't think we would do this。
如果是个摇滚乐团的歌手来唱歌
，And if it was a famous singer coming，
那你坐哪里啊
？Where would you sit？
越远越好，是不是
？Well, the further away, the better。
我们心里头说，神啊，你是神，超过万有，你是可爱的神。
Often we say in our hearts that God, you are above all. You are a beautiful God.
但要我们做礼拜的时候，能提醒一下，神啊，你是神。
And yet often in our worship, we need to be reminded, Lord, who are you?
你读经的时候想一想看，神啊，你是谁？
When you read God's word, Lord, who are you?
你祷告的时候你要想想，神啊，你是谁？
When you pray, think about this question, who are you?
为什么今天宗教活动很多，实际的能力很少？
And yet why is it that there are many religious activities that take place, yet there's few realizations?
你知道神，却不把他当成神。你不尊敬神，神怎么能赐福给你？这么想一想。
How can God bless us? How can God reveal Himself to us if we know God yet we do not treat Him as God?
所以我说，我们要常常问问自己，神啊，你是谁
？So often we need to ask ourselves the question, God, who are you?
这是一个非常重要的问题。
This, I believe, again, is a very important question.
对我们基督徒的信仰生活来说。
In reference to our life style as Christians,
不但是决定你得救不得救
not only I think it determines our salvation,
决定你的生命是不是成长
I think that it also will have a direct correlation to the growth of our life.
你看这个以弗所书第四章
If you were to turn to Ephesians the fourth chapter,
以弗所书第四章三节
Chapter 4, verse 13.
我们一起来念。
We can read that together. Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章十三节。
Verse 4, chapter 4, verse 13.
我们一起来念。只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，对于长大成人，满有基督耶稣长成的身量。好，我们再来念腓立比书。第三章。
And if we were to turn over to Philippians, the third chapter.
腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
我们从这个第七节念起。
Beginning with verse 7.
我们念多一点，一直念到十六节。
Reading to verse 16.
我们再一起来念。此事我先前以为我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损失。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督，并且得以在他里面，不是有自己的律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义，就是因神而来的义，使我认识基督。晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的弟兄们。我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后。努力面前，向后标杆直跑，不要得从上面招我来这里加上。所以，我们中间凡是有完全人，总要存这样心。若在什么事上有别的存心，神也必一直赐赐你们。然而，我们到了什么地步，就当照什么地步。好，最后一处。在哥林多和提摩太后书第一章第十二节。
And then that last passage found in 2 Timothy, the first chapter, verse 12.
我们再一起来念。
Shall we read that together? 2 Timothy 1:12.
我为这
That is,
这节对不起。
我为这缘故，我也受这些苦难。然而我不以为耻，因为知道佛所信是谁，也深信他能保全我，叫我把他直到后来。
你看这里都讲到认识耶稣是谁的那个伟大的作用。
We see that here in these passages, they all speak of knowing Jesus Christ.
不但是决定我们永生永死。
Not only does it determine our eternal state,
并且是我们得救了以后生命成长的一个必须有的认识。
Rather, they also depicts that this is a necessary factor in our spiritual growth.
你认识基督才能够得以长大成人。
It's only when you know Jesus Christ can you grow up into full maturity.
意思就是说，你跟基督耶稣的关系越来越清楚，越来对他的了解更深刻。你看保罗，是因为在这个上面有认识，有多少的改变。
We see that because of Paul's knowledge.This kind of knowledge, his life was so greatly changed.
对这个约啊，彼得啊，这腓立比前书第三章那里讲到，他认识以前是这样，认识以后又是另外一个样。
You see in Philippians chapter 3 a contrast of what Paul knew beforehand and what he knew afterwards.
他从前以为有益的，现在就当作有
益的。What he thought was a benefit in the past, he now considered lost.
他从前要得的，现在把它丢弃了。
That what he sought before, now he is willing to.
从前呢，他是啊看了自己很有成就。
Often beforehand he thought he was a man of great achievement.
但是现在他说，我不是已经得着了，我是忘记背后，努力面前。
But now he says that not that I have already obtained, but I put what is behind me and I strain forward.
从前他为很多的事情在那里热心，他说现在我只有一件事。
Before he was zealous for many things, but here we see that there was only one thing he became zealous for.
哎呀，如果用这个衡这一种的改变来衡量一下我，来衡量一下你的信仰生活。
I wonder if this standard was to be placed on you and I this evening.
我们有没有有同样这样鲜明的一种啊这个改变的一种经验
？I wonder if we would manifest such a clear transformation.
你从前以为有利的，你是不是现在觉得是有损的呢？
Would you that which you possessed in the past considered lost today?
你为了得着基督耶稣为至宝，是把别的东西当作粪土呢
？Would you be willing for the sake of gaining Christ to see everything else as rubbish?
你是不是一直觉得我已经做基督差不多了，还是像保罗一样忘记背后，努力面前呢
？Are you like Paul, or you have the attitude that oh, I'm pretty good of a Christian, unlike Paul who strives to know Jesus?
这个信仰是不是把你整个的人生只放在一个焦点上，就是？
I wonder if your faith puts you on such a course in your walk that you only desire to know one thing.
看这个认识基督在我们生活的时候产生多么长久、多么彻底的影响。
I wonder if that knowledge has a transforming and everlasting impact upon our lives.
这里你晓得我们需要更深的认识。
And I think from this vantage point, we would see that each of us are in need of a deeper knowledge.
如果有这样一个认识。就有保罗的见证说受这个苦难不以为耻。
And I think if we were to have this kind of knowledge, we would be of Paul's mind when he considered all these things as lost.
你会为主觉得为主受苦，你会觉得这是你荣耀。
And I think that in turn we would sense glory when we suffer for the name of Christ.
我不知道我们中间多少人参加侍奉的。
I don't know how many of us.Here are participating in some form of service or ministry.
我发现呢，我做牧师四十多年呢，要人起来侍奉不是很容易。
I found that in my 40 years of ministry, it's very difficult to mobilize people to serve.
那我常常讲这个比方，我要弟兄姊妹出来服侍之前有个提名啊，其他的名做指示。
Actually, before people come out to serve, I have a policy of.First, their names must be nominated.
我就可能说某弟兄啊，现在提名啊，让你做个执事候选人。
And I would say, brother so and so, somebody has nominated you to serve as a deacon
or a deacon nominee.
他说，好啊，好啊，我回去祷告祷告。
And some would say, oh, that's good, but let me go home to pray.
我说你不但祷告，你跟你的太太也好好祷告祷告。
I said, not only should you pray, but you pray with your wife as well.
啊，回去了，有没有祷告呢？
But when he goes home, does he pray?
啊，那不这样，回去，太太，这个牧师要我做执事提名的。
Often though, it turns out that he goes back and says, wife, do you know that the pastor wants me to be a deacon nominee?
你觉得怎么样啊？
What do you think?
太太说，哎，不巧。
The wife says, oh no, don't do that.
这个视力不好。
It's a thankless task.
啊，这个，啊，这个，教会的事情啊，就是多做多错，多做不错。
The more you do, the more things go wrong. So if you don't do anything, nothing will go wrong.
牧师做错了，大家骂他，因为他拿薪水嘛。
When the pastor does something wrong, everyone reprimands him because he's getting paid.
你也没有薪水，那给骂
死你。You won't get paid, and yet you'll still get reprimanded.
做礼拜可以了。
You can worship, but that's it.
好，好的。牧师祷告了，没有感动。
Pastor, I prayed, but I haven't been moved by the Spirit.
请问你？他知不知道耶稣是谁？
Does he know who Jesus is?
弟兄姊妹，知不知道耶稣是谁？
Brothers and sisters, do you know who Jesus is?
你问他，当然知道，耶稣是我救主。
Of course he would say, yes, Jesus is my Savior.
耶稣是谁？
Who is Jesus?
他万王之王，万主之主。
The King of kings and the Lord of lords.
真的吗？
Really?
哎呀，我怕心里头不晓得把耶稣当作什么。
But I'm afraid in his heart.I don't know where Jesus is.
如果这个弟兄说外面的总经理请你去，他说不要，那我就可以活了。
If a general manager was to come and say, I want you, and he says, no, I don't want to go, I would indeed envy him.
你知道，头脑知道件事，心里知道什么。
We know that to know something in our minds is quite different than knowing something in our hearts.
我们跟保罗开始。
I think that we, in fact,are very different than Paul.
对，稍微服侍主，受到一点难为，就哭兮兮的，女姊妹的哭，弟兄的不干了，发脾气。
And oftentimes in service, as soon as we run into some difficulties, sisters would begin to cry, and the men would just quit.
弟兄姊妹，求神在这一次能够把这个问题放在我们心中。
I pray that God would place this question in our hearts to this time.
这里我稍微做一点小的见证。
But here I want to also just share a brief word of testimony.
我是1948年去读神学。
I went to seminary in 1948.
好多中间人还没有生出来呢。
Many weren't even born then.
那么49年共产党就来了。
In 1949, the communists came.
我再读一年呢，神学啊，就关掉了。
And after an additional year, the seminary was closed.
是吧？一个这个大的这个变动在中国发生。
And there was a great transformation that took place in China.
我发现这个人的心，特别年轻人的心，对于共产党、新中国。抱着极大的希望和热情。
And I saw many young people had great hope and great zeal for communism as well as the new China.
不但很多的大学生参军，投入共产党的军队。
Not only did many college students go and join the communist military troops.
并且好多基督徒也放弃信仰，投入这个潮流里面。
Many Christians also abandoned their faith and entered into the stream.
这是一个潮流。好多人都去。
It became a current that dragged many people up.
我是一个年轻人。
I was at that time a young.
我看见这些，我心里头有一些的疑问。
And as I saw these things about me, I had a question in my heart.
我心里面也有一点盼望，在这个潮流里头能够为国家尽一点力量。
And yet I felt that in this stream, I also wanted to put forth my strength and serve the country.
我跪在神的面前。
And I bowed down before the Lord.
主啊。这一个转变到底意味着什么？
Lord, what is the exact meaning of this change?
为什么很多的基督徒会放弃信仰？
Why have so many Christians abandoned their faith in the course of it?
到底我做这个工作有没有前途？
And in fact, is there a future in my ministry or my work?
在我祷告的时候。
And as I knelt there in prayer.
感谢神，有一些圣经领导我的心。
I thank the Lord for a verse suddenly came to
mind.
And it seemed that the Lord spoke in a very personal way to me there.
你也要去吗?
Do you also want to go?
这是主耶稣行五饼二鱼之后讲到他是天上来的粮好多门徒退去。
This was words spoken by the Lord in, after when many disciples left him.
所以主就问彼得说你们也要去吗?
And so Jesus and John turned to the disciples and said to Peter, do you also plan on leaving?
彼得说主啊, 你有永生之道,
and Peter responded, Lord, you have the living way. Who else may I
go? 所以当我祷告的时候, 这一个声音来, 你也要去吗?
And this question came, will you also go?
我里面很自然地就用彼得的话说, 主啊, 你有永生之道,
and very much my response came that of Peter, Lord, who we know that you are the Holy One, you have the words of life, who else can we follow? And I stood firm within that current. And yet I had many questions regarding the future at that point. I wanted to know what I would in fact incur. And many questions circled in my mind. Who would be my wife, my partner?
这一位,是不是能够跟我同心走这条道路呢?
Could that wife to be also with one heart walk this path with me?
我将来遇到什么样的逼迫,在困难呢?
When I'm suffering difficulties,
我将来在哪里做工呢?
What would be incurred? Where would be my work be at?
是一连串的问题.
And there were many, many questions. And I brought all these questions to the Lord. And I really at that point wanted God to answer them all. And as I was praying, a song suddenly came to me. I don't know this and I don't know that, but I know whom I believe
in.
This is Paul's words we see.
我知道我所信的是谁?
I know whom I have believed in.
这一个话来的时候, 所有的问题都得到答案。
And when that song or that word, those words came, all of my questions.
主不会给你其他的答案, 主只给你一个答案, 解决你人生一切的疑难。
God will not give you other answers to solve your riddles in life. He will just give you one answer. All you need to know is whom you have believed in, and then you'll have an accurate picture and understanding. And because of that, my heart was greatly confident, had great confidence for the future. I'm actually somebody that does not know how to preach. Actually, in seminary, in our preaching course, I didn't do well. And that on the eve of my graduation, each seminary student had to take the pulpit to preach. What was my text? I still remember to this day. In fact, this particular message
was
my text was Paul's words, I know whom I believe
in.
Actually, this was the testimony of my prayer. And I thank the Lord that He gave me this answer. Indeed, it has solved many, many difficulties. Whenever I am discouraged and I lose heart, I pray to the Lord. Immediately I come back, do I know whom I believe? And immediately my emotion of view of this issue is transformed.
我怎么样劳动改造的那个见证
Many of you here at the Woburn Church know that I'm fond of sharing the testimony of when I was sent to labor camp.
因为有些人不知道，所以原谅我再说一遍。
There are those who are not familiar with this testimony. Allow me to share it.
如果你听过呢，希望你也把这个秘诀学好。
But if you've had heard it, I pray that you can also learn the secret there.
你听过两次了，遇到困难你还不能得胜呢，我叫麦怪吧，叫骂你了。
And after hearing it twice, you're still unable to be an overcomer. Then indeed, you are to be blamed.
我给斗争了一个多月以后啊，终于下放到工厂劳动。
After about a
一个多月。
About a month of
persecution.
I was sent to the countryside for a thought we performed.
不是抗水灾，是在城里面的工厂。
I was sent to a factory in the city for a thought we performed later.
我最初填那个志愿，我要到重工业劳动啊，重工业的工厂去劳动。
And I originally said in a paper that I wanted to go to heavy industry, to a factory for labor there.
结果到那边把我带了一个工厂，织羊毛衣的工厂。
But they sent me to a sewing a sweater manufacturing factory.
我一进去一看了。里头的工人百分之八九十都是女人。
And I found all around me that 80 to 90% were all women.
我心里啊真是不高兴。
And I indeed was very unhappy.
更糟糕的是什么呢
？But yet something was even worse.
这些人都没有知识，但知道我这个人是被改造。
All of those seemed to not have much education and knew that I was there for.Thought change. And immediately when I went in there, their eyes seemed to be full of hate.
各个人呢都想找机会怎么样来对付。
And each of them sought opportunities to try to get at me.
因此我在工厂里头，有一节圣经就来到我心中。
And while I was working there in the factory, a passage from the Bible came to me.
没错，我们为你的缘故终日被杀。
There that for your sake, throughout the days, we are persecuted or we die.
这里说。这个终日两个字啊，我很有感触。
And those words throughout the days or all the time immediately came real to me.
不是啊，最好的一次杀了这很好，终日杀，从早杀到晚，这个我受不了。
Why did it say there that I'll just do it once and get it over with? But it seemed to indicate that this was a prolonged event.
哎呀，这个日子真是很难。
And it became a very difficult period to endure.
慢慢的，我也有一点自卑感。
Immediately, I began to have a complex problem.
因为我这个样子很难看。
Because I don't have a good, not very attractive.
我本来就不是 attractive. 很难
为
啊，这个很不舒服，就是。
And I was very uncomfortable.
因为我这个男人呢，这个戴一个女人帽，戴一个围裙，还有一个手套啊，这个
hat shoes. I do wear hats and these very various kind of things that the women have to wear.
所以呢，男不男，女不女啊。
It seemed that I was neither man nor male.
这个是。所以这个做工的时候。我就一方面难过，我一方面呢，对于神就不满意。
And while I was working there, on the one hand, I became very dissatisfied, and I became very unhappy with God.
我所以做工的时候，我就一面就向神祷告发怨言。
And I began there while working to complain to God in prayer.
我说神啊，我当初就不要传道。
I said, Lord, in the very beginning, I didn't want to become a preacher.
你一次一次就感动，把我感动来传道。
But each time it seemed that you moved in my heart and called me out to be a preacher.
现在传什么道？来吃羊毛鞋。
What can I preach today? I'm here stuck in a sweater factory.
我不知道，你老早知道了，你早知如此，何必当初呢？
I didn't know this would be my life. You knew from the very beginning. Why did you bring me here then?
你这样子，这个
是小事，我可是一辈子没有没有希望哦。
Maybe perhaps to you this is a small thing, but to me it seems that I'm living in futile.
哎呦，那心里真是怨屈啊。
And there are many sighs of bitterness in my heart.
是吧？感谢神啊，虽然如此还祷告。
But yet, still through it all, I continue to pray.
弟兄姊妹，如果你不舒服啊，你千万还要祷告。
So brothers and sisters, even though you might not be comfortable, continue to pray.
我们的神是大工大量的。
I found our God to be a very spacious, a very broad.
你不要以为光给他戴高帽子他喜欢，你埋怨，再向他埋怨，他也喜欢听的。
Don't think that the only time you come to Him is when you want to praise Him. When you're in difficulty, you're complaining. He wants us to come to Him.
是在祷告，在发怨言的时候。
And so I came to Him complaining.
也到一个感动说，你为什么这样愁眉苦脸
？And they seemed a voice within me.Spoke out, why do you have such a frown on your face?
主啊，这有什么快好好快乐？
And I said, Lord, what's there to be happy about?
你为什么到这里来？
Why have you brought me here?
说主就是你吗？
I said, Oh, you brought me here.
是你保佑我这里来。
You caused me to have to come here.
你来这里干什么？
Why have you come?
我说吃了老毛线衣。
I'm here to make sweaters.
你要我传道，怎么来织毛线衣？
You wanted me to be a preacher. Why am I here making sweaters?
传道光是用嘴讲。
But yet to preach the gospel is it done solely through a verbal avenue?
你从前奉献的时候，你讲过什么话？
What was your testimony when you first dedicated your life?
说主啊，海枯石烂，我都服侍你。
And through all the difficulties, through all the bitter seas, I will still serve you.
现在海没有枯，石也没有烂，你侍奉不侍奉？
Although I still have, things about, I still have blessings that you've given to me. Why should I continue to complain?
你为谁到这里来？
For whose sake have you come here?
我是谁？
Who am I?And immediately when I thought of all that, my attitude was changed.
是这位耶稣，我的主，全能的主，把我带到这里。
It was that all-powerful, all-knowing Jesus Christ that brought me to that place.
为他在这个地方来做他的见证。
For His sake in that place to bear witness.
为这位主。
For this Lord.
我知道。我所信的是。
I know whom I believe.
整个的苦难的感觉掉了。
And immediately, that turmoil within me.
从前就是羞辱，现在就是荣耀。
Before I was embarrassed, but now I gloried in.
从前灰心丧胆，现在里头有了力量。
I was discouraged and downtrodden, but now I have strength.
啊，我就想到，在我神学毕业的时候，神给那句话，真是随时做了。
And I thought of those words that God gave to me upon graduation, became my strength.
所以我最后要怎么说？
And so I want to close.
我们要有这个常常提醒自己的问题。
We have to have this question as a reminder over and over again.
主啊，你是谁？
Lord, who are you?
但是在你提醒自己的时候，你必须要在你心灵起了疑问，在神的面前好好祷告。
And yet, as this question comes forth, you have to, in honesty, pray before God.
对，如同保罗得着这个答案是在祷告里头。
Just as we see Paul received his answer to this question in prayer.
我相信当主降临显现的时候。
Likewise, when God and the Lord reveals Himself to
you. 他怎么样转变保罗，他一样转变。
Just as He transformed Paul, He can also transform you today.
亲爱的主耶稣基督，我求告你，你怎么样在保罗的身上把你自己显现给他？在这一次聚会的时候，你也照样向我们个人显现。我们看自己，我们实在觉得我们需要你更多的怜悯，使我们能够像你的仆人保罗一样知道我所信的是谁，好让我们这里的每一位，没有一个是时尚， 没有一个人的信仰是停留在文字上，停留在道理上，乃是停留在你自己身上，让他可以经验到那拯救的大爱。哦，主啊，我们也仰望你，在我们已经认识你的人身上常提醒我们，让我们能够像保罗一样说，我知道我所信的是谁，因此受这些苦难我不以为耻。主啊，求你带领我们，我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的圣名，阿门。